Sissy Boy's adventures continue. Just as I suspected, Sissy Boy has done little else than think about his faggot experience with the man from the gay bar since it happened. In fact, his fagboy experience as a cocksucker and bottom bitch was so much on his mind, he just had to tell somebody about it. Oh, Sissy Boy told somebody about it, all right. You won't even believe it when I tell you what happened. What was the little cock slut thinking? Well, you remember Sissy Boy talking about feeling ashamed and guilty for what he had done, right? Apparently, he decided he shouldn't keep all those negative feelings to himself, so he decided to tell somebody about it. And, of course, he didn't tell just anyone about it. He told his wife's best friend all about it. What was Faggot Boy thinking? Okay, right here about now is where I was thinking, big mistake, Sissy Boy. She's going to tell your wife faster than you can say cock slut. I'm sure that's what you're thinking, too. But we're both wrong. Apparently, the wife's best friend found Sissy Boy's story quite erotic and hot. So hot, in fact, that she stuck her tongue down his throat. Uh-oh. Let's just make a bad situation worse, shall we? And that's exactly what Sissy Boy did. Instead of deterring the advance, since now he's an obvious faggot bottom boy, Sissy Boy decided to go for it and fuck his wife's best friend less than 24 hours after he was on his knees turning his ass into a faggot pussy. Now, Sissy Boy has even more to feel guilty about and another secret to worry about his wife finding out about. Add to that, he can't even come anymore without thinking about a big, juicy cock in his ass. And you can really see Sissy Boy's dilemma. Stay tuned to see what happens next. I know I certainly can't wait to find out. And remember, here at Forced by Academy, if you don't already suck, you will.